Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We are sharing with you on the subject of daily Christian disciplines to be established in you. We've talked about walking by faith. God wants you to walk by faith, not by sight. He wants you to walk in love at all times. It's a commandment of God. Every single one of us must walk the love walk. We must look at everyone as valuable and precious and important. God looks at us that way, and we need to look at every person the same way. So you need to make the decision, I will walk in love. I will bless those that curse me. I will pray for those that use me or persecute me. I will do good rather than do evil. Also, we need to be in the Word of God and doing it. We need to be studying the Word. We need to be spending time in the Word so that we know the Word. We have the revelation of it. We hide the Word in our hearts so we won't sin against God. And we need to be hearers and doers of it. Also, we need to be taking our thoughts captive. God says, take those thoughts captive, bring every thought to the captivity, to the obedience of Christ, and cast down all those imaginations. Cast down everything that would be a mental reasoning against the Word of God, and think on good things. It is so important that your mind is thinking on the things that are going to glorify the Lord. Don't let the devil have place in your mind. Also, we need to have our will set that we're going to choose the things that please God. We're going to choose life, not death. We're going to choose blessing, not cursing. We're going to choose to obey Him from the point of our will. We're also going to cast our cares upon the Lord. The Bible says, be anxious for nothing but in everything by prayer and supplication. Let your requests be made known unto God. And what will happen? The peace of God that passes all understanding will guard your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. We also need to be speaking God's Word. God wants us to put His Word in our mouth. We're to bridle our tongue. We're to not let our mouth just speak a bunch of negative things. He said, out of the same mouth proceeds blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. The Lord wants you to be speaking forth His Word, praise God. And He wants you to learn to pray His Word. Pray with your understanding and pray with your spirit in tongues. As you pray, you're going to release what the Word of God declares, putting the power of God into operation. You can pray with your understanding according to the Word. You can pray with your spirit in tongues, releasing what the Holy Spirit would pray through you. We also talked about the fact that we need to be sure that daily that we confess any sins that we have committed. The Bible says that if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And we must repent, change our mind, and choose to go in God's way. We need to repent from all dead works. The goodness of God leads you to repentance. Regarding relationships with others, you need to be sure that you forgive every person who has wronged you or hurt you. You cannot allow any unforgiveness to be in your life. Every single one of us have to make the decision that I am going to forgive every person. It's at the point of your will. It's a decision you make. It's not a feeling. You must choose to forgive, and it must be from your heart. Otherwise, you'll be turned over to the tormentors. We also talked about being obedient. God wants you to be obedient to His Word. The Bible says if you are willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, then you'll be devoured with a sword. Very important that we choose to obey what God tells us to do. And we also need to learn to be faithful. Be faithful every day in what God has told you to do in His Word. If we're faithful in the little things, we'll be faithful in much. And this is so important that you need to establish yourself to be faithful, to get in the Word, faithful to go to church, faithful to pray, faithful to speak God's Word, faithful to walk in love, faithful to carry out the will of God in your life, faithful to perform the area of ministry that God has given unto you and be obedient unto Him. Also, we need to humble ourselves. God resists the proud, but He gives grace to the humble. Every one of us must always humble ourselves in the sight of the Lord, and He shall lift you up. One of the ways you humble yourself is by casting all of your cares upon Him. We also need to be praisers and worshipers of God, not just when we go to church. God wants you to be praising and worshiping Him every single day, praise God. We are to offer up a sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips giving thanks to His name. We also talked about in the last broadcast about being separate from the world. The Bible says in Romans 12:2, "Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind." Now you're in the world, and who's the one who's the god of this world? It's Satan. Satan is the god of this world, and you must watch that you don't get drawn into worldly thinking, worldly ways, worldly pursuits, acting like the world, speaking like the world. That's why you got to watch what you hear. You especially got to watch what you hear on TV or in any kind of a media setting, movies or whatever it might be. The reason being is that the world will train you in their ways, and this is the ways of the god of this world, the devil. You know, you may not watch a lot of terrible things that might be violence and sexual adultery or fornication or, you know, perverse type things. But you know, a lot of what you even hear over the airwaves, whether it's, you know, on TV or whatever it might be, even on radio, it's not ministering life to you. Is what you're hearing ministering life to you? Does it teach you how to get angry? Does it teach you how to be jealous? Does it teach you how to retaliate? Does it teach you how to have unforgiveness attitudes towards people? Does it teach you to think about yourself and just want to do whatever you want and walk in your own ways? See, this is all subtle, all the subtle things that are being taught through secular, worldly TV as well as movies and these kind of things. You need to watch what you watch. It is affecting you in your Christian walk. You are not to be conformed to this world, but you are to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You see, you're going to be salt in the earth. You're going to be a light to this world of darkness. You're going to be one who is not going to be walking in the flow of everybody else. You're going to be a peculiar person because you are going to show forth the fruit of the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. And we cannot be one who is in the world as such. We need to be separate from it and touch not the unclean things. Also, we saw that scripture about, "Know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity," or makes you an enemy with God. In fact, God called them adulterers and adulteresses. We'll be a spiritual adulterer or adulteress if we allow ourselves to be in friendship with the world. Whoever's a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Now, we want to talk about another area today, and that's the area of steadfastness and patience. God wants you to be steadfast in every situation that you're dealing with in life. And to be, that's what the word patience means in the scriptures we're going to be looking at. In James chapter 1 verse 3, the Bible says this, "Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience," or brings into operation patience. When the enemy comes against you and brings a trial against you, he tries your faith. And you must realize that when your faith is being tried, it needs to bring into operation your patience, your steadfastness. Patience is something that is of the soul realm. It's the patience of hope, and hope is the anchor of your soul. Remember, faith is of the heart, and hope is of the soul realm. And as we get the Word of God in us, we have faith, and we speak forth the Word, releasing our faith. At the same time, we need to maintain a steadfastness in the area of our soul. And that's what happens when the trial comes. The battleground is in the mind with the enemy. The Bible says, "Let patience," or steadfastness, "have her perfect work, that you might be perfect and entire, wanting nothing," praise God. God wants you to be steadfast in every situation, and He doesn't want you to waver. You know, it's important for you, as you are standing upon the Word of God, or you're praying, or whatever it is you're believing God to do for you, that you do not allow yourself to get into wavering. The Bible says that when one wavers, he's like a wave of the sea tossed to and fro. And in James chapter 1, verse 7, it says, "For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord." You're not going to be able to receive, or that word means lambano. You can't take hold of anything of the Lord, referring to you're not going to be able to receive anything in prayer if you are not going to be steadfast on the Word. If you are wavering, you cannot take hold of the promises of God. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. God wants you single-minded upon the Word of God. In fact, in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35, the Bible says, "Cast not away therefore your confidence, which has great recompense of reward." Don't let the devil get to you and cause you to cast away your confidence. It has great recompense and reward. And he goes on and says, what do you need? You have need of patience, that after you've done the will of God, that's steadfastness, that you might receive the promise. You have need of steadfastness as your faith is working, so that you don't give up, so that you stand steadfast, that after you've done the will of God, that you will receive the promise of God. It is so important for you to be steadfast. You know, in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, the Bible says how we're to lay aside every weight and the sin that is so easily beset us. And it says, let us run with patience. That's steadfastness. The race that is set before us. Every one of us are running the race of life as we walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. And we are to run that race with steadfastness. Not being up one minute and down the next. Wavering, going back and forth. Being on fire one minute and then being non-existent for the Lord the next minute. God wants you to be consistent and steadfast in your walk. It says, how are we going to do that? Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. You know, you're going to need to be steadfast because you're going to have to endure things that come against you. Every one of us are going to have attacks, trials that are going to come against us. And God says that we must learn to be steadfastness. You know, to the church at Colossae, Paul was observing the steadfastness of their order. He was observing their steadfastness in their walk in the Lord Jesus Christ. God wants you steadfast in all that you do. You need to be steadfast, immovable in the work of the Lord, steadfast in your faith, steadfast in holding fast your confession. It is so important. In fact, Luke 21, verse 19 says this, in your patience or your steadfastness, possess ye your souls. You will possess control in the area of your soul if you are steadfast upon the Word of God. God wants you to be steadfast. Are you being steadfast in your faith? Are you being steadfast in the things God wants? Or do you waver and allow the enemy to pull you down? Don't let him have place. Run the race with steadfastness, and in your patience or steadfastness, you will possess the soul realm, and you will walk in victory in your life. We're going to talk more on this in the next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you. As I close today, do you realize that the number one negative influence in your life is inherited generational curses? This is because the iniquities of the forefathers are passed down to the children to the third and fourth generations. These curses enforced by demonic spirits must be broken and the spirits must be cast out. We break inherited curses and cast out these spirits in our Healing, Deliverance, and Counseling Center. If you would like personal ministry, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.